BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This time on KB Cabaret, we present a Best Of episode with music from Peaches and Crime and special guest actors Kate Murray and Eva Doheny.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I am upset and am writing to you to settle this argument once and for all. I have moved in with my daughter and son-in-law 5 years ago. They live in a nice 800 square foot, one-level, three-bed, two-and-a-half-bath home, and we all seem to be getting along well. Then my granddaughter was born. I love her to pieces. She calls me Mom, and I took care of her while my son-in-law and daughter were at work. 2 years ago, my daughter decided to be a stay-at-home mom. That's when she started becoming annoying. I was fine with little Marjorie, my granddaughter, for 3 years. Now, for 2 years, Mommy has taken over. We both give her baths and take turns feeding her and sometimes even play together, but there seems to be this separate bond that I am deliberately left out of. I can't explain it, but I told my daughter that I am Marjorie's mom, and she has only been mom for 2 years. Marjorie is being turned against me. When it comes to discipline, my daughter said she has the upper hand. Well, that's just not right. She says she makes the rules and I'm to comply, but that's not right either. My son-in-law seems to be siding with my daughter, but I know he is on my side. What am I to do, Granny Ada? I'm losing my baby. Signed, Baby Love.
Dear baby, how delightful. You are living with your daughter and son-in-law, and now you find you're a grandmother, not a mom. Well, dear, I hate to break it to you, but you are the grandmother. This baby is part of your family, yes, but you did not give birth to her. Your daughter did. She's the mother. I do not believe you would have liked anyone taking over your daughter when she was in your care as a child. You should have had first rights. So here is my solution. Keep your trap shut. Try to find some hobbies. Knitting, playing cards, going to a movie, join a club, or go to the senior center. I'm sure your daughter will ask you to babysit Marjorie when she needs to go out. You still play together, give baths together, and feed Marjorie, so you should be happy. Yours is not a place to discipline the grandchild. Children should not be disciplined anyway. They should be guided with meaningful lessons. This is a time to teach, not to punish. Get a life, dear, and life will in turn be much more satisfying. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Monty, look at this. We made it to Daytona Beach.
Yeah, this is great, Carrie. Look at the sun. Look at the sand. Look at the girls.
This is the best idea we've ever had. Hey, we need a place to stay. How about this one?
Yeah, it looks kind of cheap and cheesy. Our kind of place.
Hi, gentlemen. Those matching flower shirts are really sharp. How can I help you?
We need a room.
Are you chaperones for some student groups?
Chaperones? Oh, that sounds great. How do you sign up for that?
I just meant you guys look a little old to be checking in for spring break.
Is spring break? Oh, man, this is our lucky day.
I've never been to spring break before. What do you have to do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is get a room, and we only have one left.
No problem. We'll take it.
Well, there is a problem. You see, the room only has one double bed in it.
That's a problem.
I thought it might be. There are plenty more motels around here. Keep looking, and I'm sure you'll find one catering to elderly single gentlemen like yourselves.
Elderly single gentleman? Who's she talking about?
She must have meant you, Monty. I'm just a young man looking for a good time on my first spring break.
Hi, guys. I'm Barbie. You look like a couple of studs. You want to hang out and party for a while?
Hang out and party with you? We'd love that. Where do you want to hang out and party?
I was thinking of that liquor store over there.
Hey, we have lots of experience hanging out at liquor stores.
I could tell. Let's go. I'll just wait out here while you go in. Buy a case of beer, 2 quarts of peach vodka, and a liter bottle of tequila. That's my favorite. Oh, and I couldn't fit any money into this little bikini. So you buy the stuff, and I'll pay you back when we get to my room.
Your room? Hot damn!
Yeah, Monty, this has turned out to be the best spring break ever.
Oh, one more thing. Give me your keys, and I'll go drive your car over here so we can load all the stuff easier.
Good idea. Here you go.
What do you want?
We'll have a case of beer, 2 quarts of peach vodka, and a liter bottle of tequila.
That's my favorite.
You guys don't look like peach vodka types. You aren't buying this stuff for that underage girl I saw you with outside, are you?
I didn't see any underage girl. Did you, Monty?
Oh, just Barbie. She can't be a day over 16.
Shut up. No, we're cool. We're going to drink this stuff all by ourselves.
Okay, suit yourselves. That will be $78.99 plus tax, plus the spring break convenience fee of $25.
Spring break convenience fee? I've never heard of that.
Look, do you want this stuff or not? I got a business to run. Give me your money or get out of here.
Hurry up, Carrie. Barbie's pulling up in her car.
Great job, guys. Load the stuff in the trunk, and we'll go over to my room.
Oh, baby, I can't wait.
Okay, all loaded.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Wow, I can't believe how hot that girl is. We were lucky to run into her, eh, Monty?
Carrie? Where's she going in our car? With all our suitcases? And all that booze we paid for?
Maybe back to her place?
Think she'll come back here to pick us up?
Well, of course. How else can we hang out with her and party?
Oh, that's a relief. For a minute there, I thought we'd made a big mistake. This is turning out to be the best
spring break ever!
What you have been listening to is a song called It's a Good Thing, sung by Peaches and Crime. Peaches and Crime is a 1920s, 1930s speakeasy cabaret-style musical performance group. In studio, we interviewed Angie and Daniel Schwartz. We asked them the inspiration behind the song It's a Good Thing. What we were told was that life is a meaningless cycle of up and downs, and it is always good to be optimistic. This song is designed to lift you up, because it's not worth doing anything if you're not having fun. I go by that motto. Anyway, let's listen to this cool song called It's a Good Thing.
And the farm dried up, he never made a frown.
He just kept on smiling white all the 7 stories down.
It's a good, good thing that the winter's getting colder, that the bills are getting higher, and the young are getting older. It's a good, good thing, but when all is said and done, if we're all dying anyway, we're better off just having fun. Things were sold. I asked him what could drive a man to burgle, steal, and rob.
I used to be a preacher till I found a nice job.
And it's a good, good thing that the hunt is getting stronger, that the jobs are getting fewer, and the bread line's getting longer. It's a good, good thing, but when all is said and done, it's no good that comes from goodness, so might as well just have some fun.
Will you hurry up? We're supposed to meet the Mitchells at the zoo by 5 o'clock. We're going to be late again, Dilly Dally Sally.
You know I hate that name. You'll fit right in at the zoo, you animal.
Well, I feel like an animal. I work like a dog, and you treat me like a mule.
Yeah, but you drink like a fish.
Better than looking like a cow.
Cow? You worm.
Worm? You slug.
Slug? You snake.
Snake? You rat.
Pig.
Loon.
Turkey.
Crab.
Better to be a crab than to have crabs.
You old bat.
Better to be a bat than to have bats in the belfry.
Tarantula.
Warthog.
Insect.
Shrimp.
You laugh like a hyena.
Well, you smell like a goat.
Black widow.
Piranha.
Vulture.
Skunk.
Hedgehog.
Baboon.
Wombat.
Weasel.
You smile like a crocodile.
You slither like a lizard.
You slink like a mink.
I slink like a mink? Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, You always were a fox.
Tiger.
Filly.
Stallion.
You're fuzzy like a bunny.
You strut like a rooster.
You float like a butterfly.
You sting like a bee.
Kitten.
Peacock.
You're my bottlenose dolphin.
You're my curly-haired retriever.
You're my pink fairy armadillo.
You're my giant panda bear.
You're my beautiful beaver.
I've been waiting for you to say that, you stud. Why don't we go hibernate for a while?
But then we'll be late to the zoo.
Yeah, you're gonna miss feeding time, you animal.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.